Hi everyone, I'm Laura Adams, better known as Money Girl. For more money tips that are not in the weekly podcast, be sure to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com. This is the second episode in a two-part series about how to make the most of your retirement account and avoid costly mistakes that end up hurting your finances. In part one, you learn the basics of traditional and Roth IRAs and five common missteps. Now, we'll cover how to steer clear of five more mistakes that you might make with a workplace retirement account, like a 401k or 403b. To read a transcript of this show and get additional resources, just visit quickanddirtytips.com and look for episode number 349, 10 Costly Retirement Account Mistakes to Avoid, Part 2. If your employer offers a retirement plan, never take it for granted. It's a really valuable benefit that allows you to save for retirement and reduce your taxes at the same time. If you enroll in a retirement plan at work, a portion of your wages gets deducted from your paycheck and deposited directly into your retirement account. This is a smart way to save because money is set aside before you ever see it and get tempted to spend it. You choose from a menu of investment options that fit your risk tolerance, from very conservative to aggressive growth. You've probably heard of a 401k, which is the most popular type of employer-sponsored retirement plan. Its sister account, the 403b, is offered by many nonprofit organizations, such as schools, churches, and hospitals, and it's similar in most ways. For 2014, you can contribute up to $17,500, or $23,000 if you're age 50 or older, to a 401k or 403b. Your contributions are not subject to income tax until you take withdrawals in retirement. However, payroll deductions for Social Security and Medicare still apply. Taking early withdrawals from any type of retirement account is expensive, so never contribute money that you might need before the official retirement age of 59 and a half. Some workplace retirement plans allow hardship distributions for certain qualifying events, such as avoiding foreclosure, paying for college, or paying funeral expenses. But even those distributions are subject to a 10% early withdrawal penalty plus ordinary income tax. In addition to sheltering your money from taxation, workplace retirement plans are protected from creditors if you or your employer declare bankruptcy. Okay, now that we've hit the highlights of workplace retirement accounts, here are five costly mistakes to avoid. Mistake number one, sticking with a default contribution amount. Many employer-sponsored retirement plans automatically enroll employees and withhold a default contribution amount from their paychecks, unless they opt out. Studies have shown that signing people up this way gets more people to participate and save for retirement. However, the downside of automatic enrollment is that many people save less than if they had signed up and chosen a retirement contribution amount on their own. This is because the default contribution level is typically very low, such as 2% of income. While saving 2% for the future is certainly better than zero, don't assume that your plan's default savings rate is high enough. Everyone should be saving at least 10 to 15% of gross income to pay for a comfortable retirement. Additionally, sticking with the default contribution rate may be too little to max out matching funds that an employer may offer, which I'll cover next. Mistake number two is not maxing out a match. Imagine this. Your employer wants to give you a raise, asks for nothing in return, and you turn it down. Not likely, right? Well, that's exactly what's happening if you don't take advantage of employer matching. Let's say you earn $50,000 a year and get a 3% match. If you contribute $1,500 a year or $125 a month, your employer will also contribute $125 a month. That's an impressive 100% return on your money, even if you have no investment growth. Your retirement plan may require you to be enrolled for a certain period of time before you own all of the match contributions and growth, which is known as vesting. If you leave the company before you're fully vested, you may not receive the entire company match. However, you're always 100% vested in the contributions that you make from your paycheck. Mistake number 3, ignoring the Roth option. In part 1 of this series, I covered the Roth IRA. Did you know that many workplace retirement plans also have a Roth option? Just like with a Roth IRA, you fund a Roth 401k or 403b with after-tax money. When you make withdrawals after age 59 and a half, neither your contributions nor earnings are subject to any tax. But unlike a Roth IRA, which is not available to high earners, a Roth 401k or 403b is available to all plan participants because there are no income limits. Your decision to take advantage of a Roth retirement account should include considerations about your current and future tax situation. For instance, if you believe there's more benefit to paying tax on current year contributions instead of later on in retirement, you're better off with a traditional retirement account. But if you believe that you'll pay more tax in retirement than you do now, it makes sense to pay tax earlier rather than later with a Roth. Mistake number 4, taking a loan. Many workplace retirement plans allow participants to borrow money from their own accounts and repay it over several years with interest. While this might seem like a convenient way to access your money, it can be dangerous. If you don't repay the loan on time, it's considered an early withdrawal, subject to taxes and that 10% penalty. Additionally, if you leave your job or get fired, you typically have to repay the full loan amount with interest within 60 days. Otherwise, it's considered an early withdrawal. Another problem with cracking open your retirement nest egg is that the money you borrow is taken out of investments and therefore can't grow. That can really cost you over the long term. If you're having financial troubles, consider temporarily suspending your retirement contributions, finding an additional source of income, or negotiating payments with creditors instead of borrowing from your retirement. As I previously mentioned, if you declare bankruptcy, your workplace retirement account is generally protected from creditors. So, never tap the account without first getting financial or legal advice. Mistake number 5, not utilizing free advice. More employers are offering free or low-cost financial advice as a benefit through their retirement plan. But surveys show that few employees seek it out. In some cases, in-plan retirement guidance comes with an annual fee that could be up to 0.5% of the value of your retirement account. This is still far less than most fee-based financial advisors who typically charge from 1% to 3%. If you're getting close to retirement or have a complex situation, having a professional advisor is especially important. He or she can make sure you're on track to accumulate enough money to reach your goals and retire comfortably. An in-plan advisor can help you make decisions like whether to use a traditional or Roth account, which investments to choose, and whether to take a loan from your retirement plan. So, find out how much they charge and compare it to advisors outside of your retirement plan. Using a retirement account at work is one of the best ways to automate your savings and build wealth that will keep you safe and secure in the future. If you have a retirement question, post it on the Money Girl Facebook page. Send a tweet to me at username @LauraAdams or email money@quickanddirtytips.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.